You want a real nightmare? Picture this. You're on vacation, enjoying a scuba dive with a recreational company, but when you come to the surface, the boat has left and you're alone on the high seas. That happened to a Louisiana couple left to fend for themselves in shark-infested waters off Australia in 1998. The incident provided the inspiration for Open Water, a new film by my guests, the husband and wife team of Chris Kentis and Laura Lau. The movie was shot on a minimal budget with little-known actors, but the terrifying scenes of the couple facing hungry sharks captured Hollywood's attention and has earned the film a wide theatrical release. It's been described as Jaws meets the Blair Witch Project. Chris Kentis and Laura Lau have made one other feature film, a 1997 movie called Grind. Here's a clip from Open Water in which the stranded couple are arguing. They're played by actors Daniel Travis and Blanchard Ryan.
Do you honestly, seriously, honey, do you honestly think that we got left behind because we were late? I'm serious. Do you have any idea how idiotic that sounds?
Oh, so now I'm an idiot? Well, we are where we are, aren't we?
Yeah, fine. Yes, because of me.
You refused to swim.
Oh, yes.
My God, there were boats all around us and you refused. And now, look. Look around us. We are stuck in the middle of the ocean with nobody.
Even if we had been swimming for the last 5 hours, we would not be any closer to a boat than we are now.
I asked filmmakers Chris Kentis and Laura Lau what happens to people when they're out on the water with no hope of rescue.
A lot of things just physically happen and psychologically. I mean, obviously, you get very cold, dehydration, saltwater blisters and sores. You get victimized by, Mother Nature, if she decides to, throw a storm or something your way. There's sea creatures and things that eventually will get curious because, as you're out there and you're becoming dehydrated and your body's breaking down, you start to kind of resemble the food source of certain predators, kind of imitating what a wounded animal would be like.
One of the things that struck me was that when this couple emerges from their dive and the boat and their fellow divers are gone, they're remarkably calm at first. And it struck me that if I were in that position, I would immediately have a rising sense of panic. And I'm wondering how you kind of got into the frame of mind to try and capture what that first sensation and what those ongoing sensations would be like.
You can't help but draw from personal experience, and I've surfaced and not had the boat there. And the last thing on my mind was to panic. It was just a given. I'm on vacation. It would have been absolutely absurd to think it wasn't going to show up. I took advantage and snorkeled around for a while, and then after about 5 or 10 minutes, you get a little bit annoyed because you see, oh, I paid good money for this, and I'm going to miss lunchtime if they don't get here. And in my case, after about 10, 15 minutes, they did show up, and that was that. So that was based on personal reaction.
Did the boat mean to leave you behind on that occasion?
Well, what happened on that occasion is that there was another diver was having an issue or some kind of problem involved their safety, and so they had to, go after this particular person and help them out. I don't remember exactly. And when you're in the water and you're just ahead bobbing on the surface of the water, it's very hard to see things, even if they're, a few hundred yards away at times, depending on the seas.
One of the things that happens after they're on the open water for all these hours is that they begin to see the sharks. And I got to tell you that the hour that they spend in the water is one of the most excruciating hours I've ever spent in a theater. And the sharks in this movie are not these slow-moving mechanical beasts that we'd see in a lot of movies like Jaws. I mean, these are darting, thrashing, menacing, very real-looking, scary, tormenting creatures. And I'm wondering how you shot the shark scenes.
In most movies, when you see, in every movie that we can think of where there's a shark, basically somebody falls in the water, and before they know it, a shark is on them and rips them up. And that's really not how sharks behave, not from our experience and from our research. So we really wanted to portray them as accurately as we could. And what we did was, and we were also really interested in shooting the film from the point of view of the characters. And so we wanted to work with the sharks on the surface, which is an unusual way of, we think, of working with the sharks, shooting the sharks, portraying the sharks. And we used an expert down in Nassau, Bahamas, Stuart Cove, who is the go-to guy for film production and working with sharks.
And just to add, one of the reasons also, I think with the advent of Discovery Channel and Animal Planet and National Geographic, We're all pretty used to seeing sharks underwater, and frankly, I don't find them particularly scary. Even diving with them underwater, they're majestic and beautiful, but not exactly frightening. I've also been on the surface, and rather than seeing that smooth dorsal fin cutting the water like a knife that we're so used to, it's a sudden jolt, violent flash of a tail, and it's quite disconcerting. So again, we wanted to shoot it from the point of view of those two main characters, and take advantage of. I mean, you can't really see anything when you're out there in the water. What's under you, around you, and so we wanted to, exploit that fear of what you can't see can be more frightening than what you can.
How do you work safely with sharks? I mean, your actors were actually in the water, right next to live sharks who were being, fed chunks of tuna?
Yes, they were. We were very clear in the audition process that really no actor should come out for the part unless they understood that they would be working with live sharks, that they would need to be very fit and get scuba diving certified. There were a lot of different parameters that we were looking for, as well as the way that we were working, which was with no crew. So the actors were needing to do, their own hair and makeup and costumes. But as regards to the sharks, once we had a script, of course we were not going to spare any expense when it came to safety, and we needed to know that we could get the shots that we needed to get. There were a couple of things. One is that, as divers, we had done some shark diving before, so we knew it was you could be in the water with sharks. Once we were down there, the actors had on anti-shark chainmail, and they were very restricted in their movements for safety reasons.
Beneath their wetsuits, it's a suit made of mesh metal rings, so the shark, if he bites down, his teeth can't penetrate, is what the actors had on. I was in the water as well, and I tried that suit on, and gave up on it after about an hour because it was very difficult to grip the camera, and it weighed a lot, and the kind of housing I was using, they only design housings that take underwater, and it was heavy, and working with it on the surface like I was. So I knew we were in good hands, and it wouldn't be necessary to wear that. But we had it, we had it available, and the actors wore it.
No, I'm told
insisted on that.
And yes, Dave, you're right that what we did is our shark wranglers did, is we did have a big bucket of tuna. And what they would do in a very controlled manner is throw a piece of bait in the water, and the sharks would go in that direction. And then, we would set ourselves up, the actors and our cameras, and then they would move, throw another piece in, and the sharks would move in that direction. And we shot our shots that we needed with the sharks first. We shot really 2 days with the sharks out of a 6-week production schedule.
The opening of the film, I noticed, had a kind of a documentary look. It seemed to me as the couple was getting ready to go on their vacation, there were a lot of very tight shots, maybe just a little off mic in some cases, the camera maybe just a little jittery. And I'm wondering, were you trying to sort of capture a documentary feel here?
That was absolutely the approach we were going to take. In fact, one of the things, the pluses about the cameras we chose, the lightweight mini DV cameras, is they're very unobtrusive, and we knew we could go into the world, especially to the islands, and be shooting with them and capture real people just living in their lives and going about their business, and no one paid attention because we just looked like tourists shooting home movies. And that was the same approach with the dive boat. We filled it with extras. They were just people on vacation who are divers, and we paid for a free dive, and they were game to be in a movie. And it was same with the crew of the dive boat. We just used a real crew, knowing that they give these speeches every day, and we just had them do their usual pre-dive speech. And in the beginning of the film, certainly yes, that was the look we were going for.
You mentioned you're experienced divers, and you weren't afraid of sharks, but did anything ever happen on the water that really scared you, terrified you?
Yeah. It was the very first day of shooting, actually. We got Blanchard Ryan had just finished her checkout dive and become certified, and we were going to shoot the beautiful, pleasant dive that they do in the film, in which case we knew we needed to make sure we had some cool stuff to look at. And so we hired a wrangler who works with barracuda and feeds it bait fish. The bait fish are about the size of your finger. And we were instructed to make sure that we kept our hands, all our fingers close together, our hands cupped, because when your fingers spread out, that looks like 5 bait fish to a barracuda. And Blanchard forgot this for a moment, and I turned my head and I looked back, and there's this cloud of blood in the water, and she was holding her hand, and my heart just stopped. And so, you know, we all race to the surface thinking, I can't even believe this. This is the first day of shooting, and oh, is she okay? And all she was interested in was whether we got it on camera or not. And, you know, of course I missed the shot, but that was very scary.
Did that affect production? I mean, was she hurt? Was she okay?
She was actually okay. We were very lucky that it wasn't worse. It was a bite, and she has a little scar from it, but she didn't require stitches or anything, thank goodness.
And you didn't film her blood flowing away in the water, huh?
Oh, I missed it. And the second I saw what happened, the last thing I could care less about was the movie. The movie was gone. All I cared about was that she was okay. I mean, you know, all cameras off. We just raced to her.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Chris Kentis and Laura Lau. Their new film is Open Water. This is Fresh Air.